website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to, with anticipation, your calls with your dialogue and discussion, your questions, your comments on the issue of the day. We'll be talking today about an issue that I believe we need to evaluate, examine, and make a determination of what we are as a nation. Do we live in a monarchy or a constitutional republic? I believe Joe Biden has it a little mixed up in his mind and is trying to run America as a monarchy. Most of us, in fact, I believe the world, witnessed some, if not all, of the coronation of Prince Charles to King Charles in Great Britain. And as we watched that and watched the ceremony as it was taking place, we realized early on, and some of you may or may not be familiar with the fact, that the monarchy expended $200 million plus dollars to do the coronation. Now, a number of people will say, well, that's all right, because the people love it. The people, in fact, I was amazed at the number of common, ordinary citizens, by the hundreds of thousands, milling around in the streets, in the cold, and in the rain, and wind, just to get a glimpse of King Charles as King of Great Britain. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have a monarchy, a king in America? Or do we still have a vestige of a constitutional republic? I believe it's time we make a determination and insist that those that we elect and place in office will honor with respect and fidelity to our Constitution and therein our Bill of Rights. However, we're watching it denigrate, being denigrated, destroyed, undermined week by week in America. I think that it's time that we do something in relationship to honoring our Constitution and what we have that God has given us. In Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. You've heard me say before, and may I say again at the risk of redundancy, I believe we're living in a state of mourning in America because of how the nation is being put in shambles, our constitutional republics being eviscerated, our Bill of Rights are almost non-existent. I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles in relationship to what we see happening in America just in the past 3 years under the Biden administration. I call it the Biden cabal. And now with the further investigations by the now controlled Republican House of Representatives, they're finding that the Biden cabal, the Biden family, collected hundreds of millions of dollars from our enemy nations. We're sold out by Joe Biden as senator, as vice president, and now as president. Perhaps you ask the question, should Christians become involved? Should we be concerned? Should we be interested? Should we voice any rebuke or any questions? And the answer is unequivocally yes. For you see, if we lose our constitutional republic, we lose our right, our liberties, and our freedoms for worship, for reading the Bible, for dispensing the Bible, for evangelism, and for outreach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to recognize what is at stake in our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and sometimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And each day as we face the issues, I remind you over and over again, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the Bible. If we look at the Word of God, the Bible, we know what's happening, why it's happening, and where it's going to end. I tell people, I'm not overly concerned about the end result. I read the last chapter in the book. I know what God is doing. I know where we all are headed in relationship to the catastrophic end result of America and the globe as a result of rejecting God, rejecting His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We look at the truth book each and every day. We look at the truth book, that is looking at the world events, local events, national events, through the prism of the Word of God. What does the Bible say? Looking at it through the prism of the Word of God, we find the truth. Jesus, speaking to His disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said this, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So I commend that to you. It's the truth of the Lord that endures forever. Other so-called truths are here today and gone tomorrow. In fact, over 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, now say that each individual has his or her own truth. In fact, I'll read you the exact statement on that. The 18 to 35-year-old age group says, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be true today. There's a sense of demeaning, denigration, and dissing those that will stand on the truth, especially if it's the truth of the Word of God. If it's true, if we speak the truth today in relationship to biblical, theological, doctrinal issues, if we speak the truth today in relationship to moral, ethical issues, if we speak the truth today about political issues, then we're demeaned and denied. It's called disinformation and misinformation by the current government and the Biden cabal. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the statement by the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge to us each and every day. Seeking the truth, listening to the truth, learning it, loving it, telling it, and then living it, but then most of all, standing for truth, even if it means death. I believe we are in that era today where that is the fact about truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a stack of books before me. It's by Gary Bauer. That's B-A-U-E-R. The title of the book is Our Hopes and Our Dreams. It's a vision for America, he says in the book. Let me just read you a little bit about the content. Table of contents, Renewing America, the best of times and the worst of times, Americanism for today, feeling safe on our streets, the worth of a human life, the priority of family, the is it in the name of fairness, schools that teach again, toward a culture of true freedom, the green monsters, environmental extensionism, pornography, pervasive pollution, a compact with our fellow Americans, and then footnotes at footnotes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a major book. It's a smaller book. It's 165 pages. It's a smaller book in size. But I'm offering this book because I think it's an older book. It's new, but it's an older book. And it's by Gary Bauer. And there's a lot of information in it that I believe is pertinent and relevant for today. And we'd make this available to you for every caller today. If you call in with questions, dialogue, and discussion on the issue today, leave your name and address with our call screener, and we'll be delighted to send you a copy of this book. We'll even pay for the postage to get it to you. We're that passionate about good books and about the material that we need to know about. So that telephone number is 904-831-0917. The title of the free book today, Our Hopes and Our Dreams, A Vision for America. I'm looking forward to sending that out to you today as you call in with your dialogue and discussion on the issues of today. Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned again the UK, Great Britain spent about $200+ million on putting on the show and shine, the big regalia that was set up in relationship to the world's recognition of King Charles. And so my question is, is it possible that Joe Biden views himself as King Biden, King Joe Biden? What if we had that opportunity, that responsibility of doing that and calling him that? Ladies and gentlemen, we see that mega expense in England at the expense of the normal citizen. They pay taxes, pretty heavy taxes, I understand, in Great Britain. And yet the normal citizen is paying for that. Perhaps Joe Biden, and his royal heart somehow, some way, feels that he is the king in America. And he's putting it on display each day when he totally disregards the rule of law and the Bill of Rights in our nation today. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Biden administration that we're faced with that's doing that. We're facing the cultural wars on every hand. In fact, may I say this, I believe what we're facing today, what we're witnessing today in all of America, in every strata, in every aspect of our nation and our laws and rules and regulations, we're faced with a battle against God. It's a battle against God. It's a battle of good versus evil. And we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, that battle intensifying. I'm looking at an article that says, how the extreme left happily destroyed the First Amendment. This is written by Joseph Farah, which is the originator back in 1997 of WorldNet Daily Online News. Article is dated May 5th of this year. The extreme left, the communist, really, always wage war on institutions of any society as means to gain control. We witnessed how this happened in real time. In less than 25 years, with just the internet alone. Slowly, but surely, the leftists got their way and happily, effectively destroyed the First Amendment in one lifetime. Poof, and it was gone, this writer says. They did this through monopolizing advertising and search results for the leftist sites while denying conservative ones. Google not only controls the flow of advertising and search results, but its number two competitor, Bing, the Microsoft-owned search engine, is arguably worse, according to a recent study. Quote, people completely underestimate the damage and the dangers of biased news when it comes from these search engines. They think they're getting balanced information, and they're not. John Gable, co-founder and CEO of All Sides, I've never heard of it before, All, A-L-L-S-I-D-E-S, the organization that conducted the study, told the Daily Signal, quote, instead, they're being thrown into divisive filter bubbles that make them confidently ignorant. Hear me, this writer is saying that when you go to a search engine to search for information, if it's on Bing or if it's on any Google-affiliated, even Microsoft-affiliated search engine, you think you're getting truth when you're getting divisive filter bubble, this writer says. Is this what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they crafted the Constitution and made the First Amendment the shrine of our Bill of Rights, the most important of all of our freedoms? No, it cannot be an accident or chance. And the writer goes on with about a five-page article on how we have watched our First Amendment being eviscerated. In fact, if you speak the truth today, if you speak the truth about COVID vaccination, if you speak the truth about CDC protocol that killed millions of people in the hospital on the claims of COVID-19, if you speak the truth in relationship to the election of 2020 and 2022, if you speak the truth about the Biden family cabal, and the graft that is taking place with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and all of the other Biden family members, it's called disinformation and misinformation, and it's filtered, and what that is tantamount to doing is destroying our Bill of Rights, our First Amendment in particular. And the foundation stone of our great nation today is our Bill of Rights. Of course, Joe Biden, 8 times publicly, has said that there's nothing absolute about the Bill of Rights. By fiat executive orders, Joe Biden has led, as we would call it, for over 3 years now for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is on the fast track to eviscerate our founding documents and what our founding fathers intended for us as a nation. We're faced with the cultural wars on every hand. We're faced with the battle against God on every hand. As we look at the newsprint, as we watch the news, as we turn on television, we're finding day by day and moment by moment the battle, the attack that is upon us as a nation. In fact, in Psalms 146, the scripture says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to place our faith and trust in God and realize and recognize that we're in the last of the last days when these things shall come about. And it's not something that is happenstance. It's not something that, if you'd use the term willy-nilly, it is a planned program being carried out by the Socialist Marxist Communist Party to literally destroy our constitutional republic and devolve to a third world nation, or at the very least a monarchy where a king rules. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we recognize that fact. The telephone is 904-831-0917. Our phone lines are open. We invite your call for each caller today. If you would like to have the book, leave your information with AJ, your name and address, a book by Gary Bauer entitled Our Hopes and Our Dreams, A Vision for America. Love to have it in the hand of each listener today. If you'd be kind enough to call, make your request for it, ask your question, join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue today. Did you watch the coronation of King George, or that is King Charles? I asked my wife this morning as we were talking about that, what is Charles's last name? What is Camilla's last name? She's now the queen. We just know him as King Charles. What is the last name? Do you know? Do we know anything about them? Would you like to have that kind of system in America? If so, why? If not, why not? I'm looking at an article that says how the extreme left happily destroyed our First Amendment. The extreme left, the communist, really, always wage war on the institutions and society that it means to control. And this article goes on, as I said a moment ago, with several pages talking about what has happened just over the past 20 to 25 years with the destruction of our Bill of Rights, especially our First Amendment, the right of religious liberties and the freedom of speech. In fact, Chelsea Clinton, having an operation it is the Clinton Health Access Initiative, CHAI. Chelsea Clinton says, and I quote, listen to this, where's our Bill of Rights? Where are our freedoms? Where are our liberties? Chelsea Clinton says, it's time to force jab every unvaccinated child in America. Hear me, let me read that headline again. It's time to force jab every unvaccinated child in America. Chelsea Clinton has declared that all unvaccinated children in America must be forced to take the mRNA jab, or you better call it COVID jab, with or without any parental consent. Chelsea, via the Clinton Health Access Initiative, along with the World Health Organization, WHO, and UNICEF, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, say that she hopes to force jab unvaccinated children via a new initiative called the Big Catch Up. And ladies and gentlemen, I won't bore you with the five-page article, but with the one-and-a-half paragraphs from it. The Big Catch Up will last 18 months, and according to Bill Clinton's daughter, aims to become the largest childhood immunization effort ever in the world. According to WHO, that's World Health Organization, this effort aims to reverse the declines in childhood vaccinations recorded in over 100 countries since the pandemic due to the overburdened health services, closed clinics, and disrupted imports and exports and visas, syringes, and other medical supplies. According to the World Health Organization, which said the new initiative will act as an extended effort to lift vaccination levels among children to at least pre-pandemic levels and endeavors to exceed even those. The CDC said less than 70%, hear me, this is the focus, less than 70% of the children in the U.S. under 2 years of age were considered to be fully vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going after our kids, our sons and our daughters and our grandkids. And it's a deadly death jab, at the very least, sterilization for life. And they're wanting to make sure that every child in America is jabbed and is, Chelsea Clinton said, every unvaccinated child be forced to take the jab, a forced jab. That is, ladies and gentlemen, it's inviting, if you will, whether you realize the intent and the underlying factor there, it's inviting the World Health Organization, to whom Joe Biden has already signed an alliance, an allegiance, giving the World Health Organization the right for all future pandemics to call the shots and make a determination who gets vaccinated and who doesn't get vaccinated and when they're vaccinated, how they're vaccinated, and to be forced to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, not if another pandemic, but when another one is declared, it will be declared by the World Health Organization, enforced by the UN to be carried out in America. And they have on the fast track an 18-month plan. I don't know when it's supposed to be started, but an 18-month plan to vaccinate every child under 2 years of age to make sure everyone's vaccinated. Let me read the headline again for you to get the impact. It's time to force jab every unvaccinated child in America. I think one of the most damaging things could take place would be that very factor. They've already murdered millions upon millions in America and around the globe. It's mass genocide, ladies and gentlemen, that has taken place. And now they're wanting another round of the mass genocide. The purpose is to reduce the population by about 1 billion people, according to Bill Gates' own words. And they're wanting another round of that to sterilize future generations so that it will reduce the population. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I hope you're doing well.
Hope you are well also. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. I was calling to comment about the last name of the royal family. Their official last name is Windsor. However, they adapted that about the time of World War One, when the war broke out between the Germans and Britain, and well, most of Europe was at war, and us, we were in there too. Their original name was too German sounding, and they didn't think it would go over real well. It's Saxe-Coburg-Gotha is what it is, and actually, Queen Victoria, that was Queen Victoria's family line, and as she's the ancestor of this group that's in now. And she only inherited the throne through a series of mishaps, but of course she reigned as long as, she reigned a long time, just like the Queen Elizabeth II as well. She reigned a very, very long time. They both had long lives. And did not give up the throne to their heir apparent. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing. They did. They got rid of that name, though, and changed to Windsor about 1917 or 18 because they thought that the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha name, those three hyphenated names, were too German-sounding. So anyway, it's
that's
kind of interesting.
That's interesting, a little bit of history that I was not aware of. In fact, I awakened this morning thinking about what I would do on the broadcast and some of the focus that I would place. And I asked my wife, her name is Dot, and I said, what if you were Queen Dot or King Jean? What would your last name be? And she said, I've never thought of that. And I thought it was unique because you always hear their first name. You know, King George, Queen Elizabeth, King Charles, Queen would have been Diana, but the murders took place there, and we're all familiar with that.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I really
absolutely
appreciate you realizing that.
Well,
you said
absolutely.
She was going to die in a car crash.
right.
So,
but the question is, Miranda, perhaps you could toy with this question audibly for a moment. What would it be like if America were that in that condition? I know one of the British commentators that is on Fox News occasionally, and some of his diatribe this morning, he said that had America not pulled out, that America could now be enjoying the coronation of King Charles and the fruits that will come from that. What does that mean? Should we have pulled out as we did, as he called it? Should we have remained? Should we digress and regress back to a king in America? What are your thoughts? Got about 45 seconds.
My thought about on that is we did the right thing. We left this powerful empire. We took on, we were like David and Goliath. We were taking on the largest empire in the world at that time, their largest navy. They had so much more of an advantage than we did, and I think we did the right thing. I have a lot of ancestors who fought in the Revolutionary War, and they were willing to die for the freedom of this country. And
I just feel
that we just—it's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. I'm glad we're not in the UK.
Absolutely. I'm thankful that we have a constitutional republic. Miranda, thank you so much for your call. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Why does President Biden refuse to negotiate with Republicans over hiking the debt ceiling? House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says he thinks the president's trying to create a crisis ultimately so he'll be able to keep spending without restraint. Investigators in Brownsville, Texas, trying to determine whether it was an accident or was intentional. A vehicle plowed into a group of people at a bus stop yesterday. 8 people were killed, 10 others were injured. Gunfire last night, Northwest Atlanta. 2 victims, both men in their 20s, died at the hospital. Ukrainian officials say the country's air defenses have shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kiev in Russia's latest series of nighttime attacks on Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading lower at the moment. The Dow, NASDAQ, the S&P all in the red. SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, I'm holding a book in my hand by Gary Bauer, Our Hopes and Our Dreams, A Vision for America. It's an older book, but we have a number of these in stock in our Christian campus bookstore, and we'd love to send you one today for each caller. Let AJ know if you would like to have the book. You'll get your name and address. We'll ship the book to you free. We'll even pay the shipping charges to get it to you. I'm passionate about the issues that Gary Bauer covers in this book, and I believe it'd be a blessing, inspiration, and a challenge for you to read. So leave your name and address for each caller today. We'll ship that book to you. Will not cost you anything. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
I'm present, accounted for. I hope you are.
I am here, sir. Thank you for taking my call. The monarchy, the current ruler on the throne, is officially declared by the church to be the defender of the church. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of it you actually watched or if you read any of the transcripts, but they quoted quite a lot of biblical reference in the coronation. I'm sure that's going to aggravate some liberals and leftists to no end. But anyway, to address your point or your question that you had asked earlier there, how the United States would be if we were still under a parliamentary monarchy there, well, look no farther than our neighbors north, Canada. Mm-hmm. They are a commonwealth of the United Kingdom. I think that Australia still is as well, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
But, Biden might like to think that he's king, but he's acting more like a tyrant there. I mean, politicizing, you know, obviously this has been going on a while, but politicizing your government agencies to root out your opponents. You don't have to look any farther than the J6 individuals who are still languishing in prison, as opposed to the Summer of Love, where rioters were assaulting federal buildings and nothing has occurred. Look at all the political lawsuits and prosecutions against Donald J. Trump. Look at the propaganda that they're spewing on the news media, the outright lies they're spewing. You know, the man might think he's king, but he's a tyrant.
Absolutely. And you touched on an element. Let's get back to that. In fact, I rolled the channels watching bits and pieces of the entire coronation ceremony, if you will. And I found it a little interesting that for the most part, most of the channels, if they showed any of the, quote, religious part, it was without sound, just showed a few scenes, and then it would go back to the gigantic crowds. It would go back to the king in his chariot, if you will, with his queen beside him, Camilla, but would not give any of the sound bites of the religious portion of that ceremony. Did you notice that?
Well, yeah, the media is going to do that. Once again, I came back to the word propaganda with our media there. You're only going to know those things if you read the transcript portions there. I mean, I read the transcript portions through a news article. I should have forwarded it to you, but I'll find it tonight and forward it to you. But good, they good. Actually had quite a lot in there that actually had, you know, the bishop, I can't remember his name, but he was actually, you know, talking about Jesus Christ and the Word of God and Charles's, you know, defender of the church role. But, yeah, you won't hear that on TV.
Mm-hmm. And that's the setup, if you please, and the organizational power structure of the monarchy. But most are not aware of the fact that the king is supposed to be under the authority of the religious leader. And yet we find that antithetical to the truth of what is applied and being carried out in the monarchy. And if you carry that then forward and analyze that, examine that on the basis of what we see in America, we have the total opposite of that, where the government seems to have the mindset that they're to snuff out, to eradicate, to destroy, to undermine, eviscerate anything that's called morals and ethics and values. We can just watch what Biden has been doing with the transgender surgeries, with it being forced, with the abortion being forced on a national basis, with every department, with every aspect of government. In fact, I'm looking at an article now. One of the states, the state's radical plan removes parental notification for minors and abortion. Lawmakers in Oregon, House passed legislation Monday that makes sweeping expansions in the state's abortion law. House Bill 2002, titled the Reproductive Health and Access to Care Bill, eliminates all parental consent for abortions committed on minors. Under the bill, a child of any age would be able to receive an abortion, and her parents would only be notified if she gives written permission to do so. The bill also protects abortionists and their patients by preventing law enforcement from aiding other states in investigations related to out-of-state abortions. It also reiterates that abortion must be covered by Medicaid and other insurance companies. Though the state already had some of the most extreme abortion laws in the nation, allowing abortion up to birth for any reason, lawmakers wanted to push further, even further, and to solidify the state's pro-abortion stance following last year's overturn of Roe versus Wade. And then another article that says LGBTQ forcing us to embrace their destructive lifestyle. All of these things, Jim, the point that I make, all of these things are flying in the face of God. I believe that ultimately, we've talked about it before, what we're facing in America is a war against God, a war against the church, a war against every Christian, with the morals, ethics, and the values being undermined, destroyed, and eviscerated on a national blanket scale. What say you?
I say that Jesus already told me I was going to have troubles because of his name. They hated him first, so why shouldn't they hate me?
Absolutely. And we're watching that take place today more than ever
yes,
before.
Yes, sir.
All we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, Jim. Our answer is not in man or in what man can do, but our answer is in the Lord Jesus Christ and our surrender to him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Therein lies the difference. There's the difference in one that's crowned king, but Jesus Christ was born king of the world. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I can't say anything else like you all said. But one thing I want to say, God would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah for what we're doing in the United States right now. And I think that was Chelsea Clinton.
Yes.
Talking about getting babies vaccination shots.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at any commercial that has medical stuff on it, they'll tell you what the side effects are going to be or whatever. This shot, they don't tell you anything. They just want you to take the death jab.
That's exactly right. And what has been overlooked, and I believe multitudes fail to recognize that, and you touched on it very succinctly, and that is the fact that with the COVID jabs, there's not been the patient's informed consent. They just simply go on the basis with the lie from the very beginning that it is safe and effective, and it's neither safe nor effective, but yet it's been forced on millions upon millions of people across America, and it's through the pharmaceutical big brothers of the pharmaceutical and big tech that literally controls our federal and state governments today. The big pharma controls all of the media today, and as a result of that, we're being lied to and deceived. And it is my prayer Kenneth, that God will open the Pandora's box, and there are a number of people today that have filed suits against Big Pharma, filed suits against the federal government with the COVID protocol from the CDC. And in, I believe it is Australia, they have a major suit with about 500 involved in it, filed suit against the COVID manufacturer of the COVID death jab. And I'm prayerful that that will be as a juggernaut that will roll across the nation and across the nations. And again, let's go back to it.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, my understanding, you cannot sue your doctor. You cannot sue the government the way they're doing it.
You're exactly right, and I'm very distressed about it. Had it as kind of a footnote for the day's broadcast, I'll touch on it now. In our Florida House and Senate, several bills were passed. In fact, extraordinary number of new laws, bills were passed into law, and some of them were good and some of them bad. But I was very distressed to find, Kenneth, that they renewed the immunity law in the state of Florida that still is on the books now. It was supposed to expire the end of June. They renewed that for another year. That will foreclose any patient from being able to file suit against the doctors, the hospitals, or the medical associations if they killed you, as long as they say it was on the CDC protocol. I'm anguished by that. I'm angry by that. I'm passionate that our governor should not have allowed it. But it's the governor that insisted on it. So my question is, what is it that is behind the scenes that's causing the governor to insist that be done? I think it's nothing more, nothing less than the hospital associations, the big pharma, the big medical associations that's pushing and lobbying for that to be done. And as a result of that, I think we, the citizens in the state of Florida, are getting the short end of the stick, so to speak, where we have no recourse to go back against the hospitals, the doctors, the medical associations for killing our sons, our daughters, our friends, our family, and our relatives. And it's the only institution, it's the only organizational structure in American history that's been given total 100% immunity, that whatever they do, regardless of how bad it is, they cannot be sued. And I'm bothered by that. And I'll cover a little later on the broadcast some of the laws that were passed that were good, but I think that is wretched that that took place. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. And God bless you today. And as I tell each and every listener, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact, do we live in a monarchy or a constitutional republic? It is a constitutional republic on paper. but it's certainly being operated today. That is, our national government is being operated today as a dictatorship, or at the very least a monarchy, that is being carried out by Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal that are so beholden to Russia and China and North Korea and Venezuela and Iran that they cannot properly oversee and protect the United States of America and we the people. I'm bothered by that. Our schools have been invaded by the Marxist, communist, leftist. No academic achievements, but plenty of brainwashing, indoctrination, and sexualization of our kids. Although the World Health Organization, as Biden administration has already declared the pandemic is over, we still have today the push for vaccinations in our nation. In fact, as I stated earlier, Chelsea Clinton is now saying that it's time for a forced jab of every unvaccinated child in America. And ladies and gentlemen, state after state after state now passing laws that usurp parental authority for the children. Some very, very bad, dangerous laws are now being instituted in state after state that takes away the parental authority, the parental control over minors and any possibility of abortion or with transsexual surgery, the debauched butchery of our kids that think that somehow, some way they can change their gender from male to female and vice versa. Here's an article. Forcing us to embrace their destructive lifestyle. What's behind the LGBTQ agenda? The goal of LGBTQ enforcers is to forcibly normalize their lifestyle in the minds of 97% of the population that's not already LGBTQ compliant. This is why we're bombarded with the LGBTQ lifestyle inserted into everything. Why are major corporations making promotions of LGBTQ, which is less than 3% in our population? Those in the LGBTQ lifestyle, this article says, appear angry at and in rebellion against God, the God of Christianity. If you notice, everything LGBTQ enforcers advocate is in direct contradiction to God's original plan for man, for the family, for marriage, for gender, and Christian principles and values. It is not a coincidence that God's symbol of the rainbow has been hijacked to represent behavior which is an abomination in the nostrils of God. LGBTQ enforcers demand that we affirm their lifestyle to soften their nagging guilt. This is why LGBTQ enforcers have infiltrated all public education, beginning in preschool, to teach our kids that God is not on the throne, that God is not superior, and that God did not create only two genders. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's time we recognize that what is taking place in America is being carried out and enforced by thuggery out of the White House with the mindset that we have no rights as citizens. And listen very carefully. If we lose our Bill of Rights, we have lost it as a church. We have lost it as a free people to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to communicate the truth of the Word of God by witnessing to the world, to our friends, families, neighbors, and co-workers. That door is rapidly closing, and it's because of what is taking place today out of the White House. Joe Biden thinks that he is the monarch. He thinks that he is king on the throne. He thinks that he is untouchable. And some of the facts in that is that they've discovered over 176 unauthorized illegal financial transactions through the 9, 10, 11, 12 family members of the Biden family. They are in the possession of hundreds of millions of dollars, according to the latest report out of the investigative committees and the House of Representatives. And yet you see nothing being done by the Department of Justice. We find the Department of Justice is nothing more and nothing less than a puppet for the Biden administration to run interference and to protect him and what he is doing as an acting king, an acting monarch, rather than an elected leader in the Oval Office. Number one, he wasn't elected. The office has been stolen. I'm looking at a headline that says, propaganda, censorship, and mind control We have it all in America today. Resistance is futile. This is what the globalists want you to believe. So they designed a perfect world where you will own nothing, eat bugs, and be happy. What will this world look like? Let's see. You won't have to worry about fuel because you won't need a car since everything will be within 15-minute walk. Just think of how fit you will be walking in 95-degree heat or a sudden thunderstorm or a blizzard. Or, of course, you could always ride a bike. Don't worry about food. You will have a choice of three plant-based food entrees. We must save the planet, you know, and it will be delivered promptly at your work, after work at 6 o'clock. You won't have to worry about a wardrobe since we will all be wearing the same uniform. We'll all be equitable. Speaking about being equitable, single-family houses, SFR, are now outlawed. All current SFR will be taken into the government as required by HUD directly by the executive order, 123456. If you own a single-family residence, you may continue to live there, but we will divide your square foot by 700 square foot. That will tell you how many families will be living in your home as well. According to Agenda 21, every family of four has 700 square foot living space and 5 liters of water every day. Promptly at 5 p.m., your COVID booster shot will be delivered for you to administer. At 5:10, you will place your right arm on the scanner to check your arm chip. You will then be told via telephone where you can go and shop tomorrow, depending on your social credit score. And it goes on and on and on with what will take place in the future as we're totally controlled, and the censorship would put us in total control under the thumb of the dictator leader, commander-in-chief, under a monarch king leadership rather than a constitutional republic. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for continuing to sound the alarm. And we can only pray that Americans are waking up King Biden is moving to surrender our national sovereignty to the UN, or national or health care to the UN. We are moving into deeper and deeper, and we just hope that Americans are waking up. As we hope with looking at open borders, everybody coming open borders into the country, and we just have to know that it's okay. I'm praying that at this time the Congress, the conservatives will hold their ground, and the Americans, will realize that these people not making any mistake with the policies and the decisions with open borders and surrendering our sovereignty and things like that. They're not making any mistake. They are doing exactly what they plan to do,
yes.
And they are achieving the purpose to destroy and bring down this country. So it shows that the Congress, the conservatives, will stand together as with this surrender nation collapsing, failing. The conservatives will just unite and stand together and stop surrendering to the hypocrisy and lies and evil to destroy the country.
Lily, you have said it so eloquently and so point on with what you're saying. I'm looking at an article from Jay Sekulow, the chief counsel for the ACLJ, and he writes this: President Biden has launched a series of clandestine attacks on our Christian faith. He just sent his DOJ lawyers to the Supreme Court to argue against your right to even go to church. Clergy are ousted from the military hospital just days before Easter. Public schools are confiscating Bibles from kids. Even Biden's Secret Service threatened to arrest a pastor for praying outside a Chinese embassy. Here's the key. Nearly every new regulation coming out of the Biden administration has a hidden agenda as an attack on faith and people of faith. It is egregious, Lily, that we see our faith, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and our freedoms in America being undermined by a man that is simply a puppet. Joe Biden is nothing but a shell of a person that's being used. He is the puppet, the puppeteers behind the scenes, George Soros, Barack Hussein Obama, and the entire globalist movement today. And we're being, as you said, Biden's not making mistakes. The socialist Marxist media are not making mistakes. They're simply force-fitting our nation into the mold of a socialist Marxist communist agenda that's being carried out.
Before our eyes.
And yes, before our eyes. And we need to keep praying and keep warning Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Lily, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today that I believe we need to ponder and consider. I believe most have not considered it. Do we live in a monarchy or a constitutional republic? We have devolved into a democracy, to say the very least. Democracy is simply mob rule. A constitutional republic is where we elect leadership with a representative form of government. I'm looking at an article that says, the latest poll, Bible beliefs much closer to extinction in America. A new study by the Christian pollster George Barner comparing America's religious beliefs and practices before and after COVID pandemic finds some stunning departures from biblical faith, biblically faithful Christians, including a 14-point drop from 58% to 44% in the percentage of born-again Christians who believe that Jesus Christ lived a sinless life on the earth. The survey was released April the 20th, and it finds a mere 4% of overall Americans polled who possess a biblical worldview, down from 6% just a few years ago. The incident of biblical worldview among them fell from 19% in 2020 to 13% in 2023. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this. We have left the Bible. We have banned the Bible. We are watching the satanic, demonic, Marxist attack on the church, on Christians, on the every believer and every pastor. And we're finding more and more pastors and churches and denominations that are bowing to the demand to ban the Bible and to literally turn our backs on God as a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the end result. As we continue to close our eyes, close our ears, and cease to be salt and light, we're watching the decay, the implosion, the rudimentary fundamental foundation of America being destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm looking at an article that says, what will it be, America? God's laws are lawlessness. There's no denying it. America is clearly on the verge of descending into a thoroughly lawless society. We can't say whether we will pass the point of no return or not. If we fall in the abyss of finding our way back home at all, only God knows for sure. We're on the brink of judgment. How could a nation like ours find itself in such a predicament, this writer says? We turned our backs on God. It's that simple. We simply lost our way, and we are not sure if we can find our way once again. Ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. We are watching today the disintegration of the morals and the ethics and the values based on the present leadership that wants to undermine and tear down and destroy the faith factor in America. The three major things out of Marxism is to divide the nation ethnically, to destroy the nuclear family, and to dethrone God. And we're on the fast track for seeing all three of those things come to fruition in America. No, we're not today. We're not a monarchy. We are a constitutional republic. And it's time that we as Christians demand that our political leaders go back to our Constitution and defend our liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to